This episode is presented by Stillographer. He has a couple new hats on his website. Comes in black and a really nice green.
Yeah, they are, and they fit pretty nice too.
Yeah, very high quality, made by our friends at Wub.
They're $25.
$25, they look great, and you should go get yourself one, maybe two.
Hit up Weird Physician or Stillographer on Instagram and buy two, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cheers. All right, episode 14, Lucid Jesus. Drinking, Jacob, Pyrocapin. Is that right?
Pyrocapin?
Pyrocapin.
He's no cap.
What's up, man? No cap. How's life? What's popping? All that bullshit.
Nothing. I live here now.
I think this is my first time seeing you in this house.
Same.
While living here.
Damn.
I think the last time you guys were here shooting something, I was asleep.
Go to bed. I've never seen your car outside, so...
Yeah, I don't think you have a car.
I have multiple.
Oh, he does have a car. He has a car?
He's just working on it.
He has a car, and it has a plus sticker on it. Are you going to take that off now that you're on refuge, or what?
Oh, I have to. There's no choice.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Conflict.
Sorry, Rob.
We lost a few viewers.
Yeah, Rob.
Some subscribers are gone.
Damn, down to 72.
Oh, well.
All right, guys, so since this... fucking podcast takes me forever to edit. This episode probably isn't going to be posted until St. Patrick's Day, so I'm making a St. Patrick's Day drink.
God.
Tullamore Dew Irish Coffee.
Huh?
The Tullamore.
Oh.
Tullamore Whiskey, Irish Coffee. So we're supposed to put an ounce of this in, which I'm just going to eyeball.
Go to Checker Bar and order one of those shots from Kylie. She's always giving us them, and they're good as fuck.
And each of you are going to need, you can use 1 to 2, you know, whatever you choose. You want to choose one pack
of smokes?
Sugar here.
Two, let's good just old pack. Deteriorate.
Smokes, let's go. Sugars, let's go.
Oh, shit.
It's two
do
for
I
you.
Put it all in together to put
you.
The sugar in now?
Let me give one more.
But what?
It really don't matter. You can put it in now if you want.
What if you,
Everybody got two?
Hit me.
You need one more?
Going with two, baby.
What if you like your coffee black?
Put in one, just for the...
Put in one.
I'm going to put in one. I'm going to put in because I like my coffee black too, but... All right.
Let me get the flavor, man.
The ingredients say one sugar cube.
Oh.
So.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
In one, terms of.
You've never seen a cube of sugar?
No, I mean, like, that's compared to this.
Yeah, one right pack there. Is actually. Let's not do two. One's pretty fucking. Because there's only 4 ounces of coffee.
I put two in.
Jesus Christ. Whoops. Okay. So.
All right, Adam. I'm going to die of something. Might
we'll
as well
one
be
and
sugar.
1/16. All right. Oh, so I'm just supposed to not stir this? Cool.
I mean.
Stir
yeah, you probably are. I'm not a mixologist. All right. What do you guys think?
You said an ounce?
That an ounce?
Yep.
I don't know.
All right, yeah. Well, it's,
all right, everybody give me your glasses. I'll dap you up. Whoa.
Oh, that was a little generous there.
Yeah, that was stiff.
Yep.
Setting the tone.
Bring that a little closer.
Ooh, you just got hooked up.
All right, and hang on. We got one more thing.
Ugh. Oh, man.
This is going to be the worst part.
This will be the best part. I want more sugar.
Oh my god.
It's probably enough, huh?
I know I'm Irish and I'm supposed to like appreciate this, but this is
I'm
just
super
satanic.
Curious.
This is yeesh.
Smells really fucking good.
Dap me up.
Smells like a lot of sugar. Sugar bomb.
Raising
baby.
The bar.
I'm actually scared right now.
Oh, I'll put the whip
smells like.
Oh, dude, it does smell good.
Dude, it smells like
something that would be on you know, Starbucks menu.
Smells like something you would get in Kazoo.
All right, if you want any more of these ingredients, they're here at your disposal. All right, guys. Cheers. Let's try
all
it
right,
up here.
Cheers.
Try to get in there.
Lucid drinking.
Boom.
Nope. Oh. The table hits.
I already did.
Damn, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
There's whiskey?
Yeah, I mean, you want
more?
Can taste the whiskey.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah. It's nice and warm.
Nope. Yeah, it's a little kick.
I feel like cold version, like with cold coffee, if this is a cold drink, would be really good.
I don't know.
Cold
maybe.
Brew.
I think so.
I don't know. It kind
of
works with the warm coffee.
The,
because
the title
whiskey,
of it, the whiskey
you know,
is warm.
It sits hot.
Yeah.
You know?
So how's it feel being a burner? Do you care?
Oh, I care. No, I didn't fucking like expect it.
Really?
No, I had no fucking clue what was going on. It was funny because like the first like week I moved in. No, it was like one of the first days I was moving shit in. I was joking with him. I was like, so I live here now. I was like, when you put me on the team.
I have no say in the matter.
He seemed oddly annoyed about it.
Oh, no, I don't think Adam had anything to do with you being on the team.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's why Eric posted captain. I've officially made captain status at the team.
Oh, you're captain now. Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
My ass. It's like, I dropped Jacob's name and Hale's name multiple times, mm-hmm. and Eric was
I've been backing Mike for a while now, longer than you, Jacob, but that's
for his knee
just because I've known Mike a little longer.
But yeah, Jacob, welcome.
No, I put a good word
to the
family.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts before you moved in here?
Well, a lot of people
are you bummed? Are you
mad?
Excited? No. Are you?
A lot of people were actually like giving me shit. They're like, "Why are you moving out? You have no reason to." I was like, "I'm bored." I was like, "It'll give me something to do. I'll get to skate more."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "It's just. I mean, it's not much money." I was like, "It's no different than living at home and just paying my car payment."
Right.
So
yeah,
our rent's cheap.
And yeah, you could only find me to move in.
I mean, what can I say? I went to Craigslist, and that was a terrible idea. Thank God you came through the clutch.
You're an idiot for
that. That seems kind of dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to think about the person
Facebook
that is on Craigslist looking for.
Dude, I met up with a couple people. I'm telling you right now, I instantly regretted it.
I'm glad
Jake came through in the clutch.
Like, yeah, I was sick as fuck in my room, and Adam comes in my room. He goes, "Hey, man, I'm about to go meet up this guy off Craigslist at Taco Bell. You want to go talk to him?" I was like, "Dude, what did you really just? Did I hear what you
dude
just fucking said?"
You gotta go back to bed. Like,
pretty chill. Aside
damn,
from
I'm sick.
The dude was chill. Like, he wasn't bad. It was his mom and dad that were freaking me out. His mom and dad wanted to know like everything about
his
our house.
His mom and dad were there too.
No. Like, he was saying that they wanted to know like who are these people. Like,
how old was this guy?
Like 23 or something like that. He was nice though. Like, he wasn't like the kind of person. Like, there were some other people I like looked up, and I was like, "Holy shit!" Like, shout out Finkbinder. You know Matt Fink, the dude who goes to Riverside.
No, honestly, I don't.
If you saw him,
like, yeah, I probably know.
If you know who I'm talking about, he's like lives in the area. I had him do like a little recon on this dude, and he's like, "Yeah, this dude's a fucking piece of shit. Do not let him come in your house." I'm like, "Thank you for that." And then Jake hit me up, and was like, "I'm gonna move in." I'm like, "Boom, problem solved."
Did it happen that day that I was in the same room with you two, where? Huh? I think Adam just asked Jacob, like, "Hey, you want to move in?" And you're like,
I think that was the night we went to Trans, too.
Yeah, you were like, "I've been waiting."
I said
for
something about it.
I was waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
I said something about it. Like, you know, always fucking with Jake. He's like, "Oh, I really wish I could. You know, maybe I would or whatever." And then, like, one day I posted on Facebook, like, "Last call. Like, anybody want to move in?" And Jake was like, "You know what? I probably should do it." And I was like, "Yes, you should."
Good deal.
Now you're not living with a serial killer. So,
what's up with this llama here?
Oh,
good story.
Oh, yeah, Jacob, tell us about that.
Good old Dave and Buster's.
Does his head come off?
I want to find out, but I'm kind of scared to break it.
No, don't break them.
Yeah. No, just the way it's one piece.
Yo, Dave and Buster's, like, I haven't been there in a long time. We went last night.
Place slaps.
That was fun, man. I ran into one of my students there. Dude, it was so awkward.
Oh, jeez.
So weird.
Dude, I fucked with this drink. I'm just going to say that.
Hey, that was good. I slammed it.
I might pour myself another.
I don't. But the aftertaste is nice, but I don't like it when it's... I'm in the
you might make another one?
I might make another one, but I also want to talk about the other drink on the table
here.
Oh,
yes.
Right. Is it okay? I kind of have a story with it, but it's not really correlated. So, is it okay to order a seltzer at a bar? Dude, some places have it on tap now.
At this place?
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Truly's
on tap.
You can drink them in confidence, but you can never...
I mean, here's the thing. My dad is huge into like dark beers, IPAs. I mean, I've known that man my whole life. That's all that he drank. He is my dad.
You've known this guy for like maybe a year.
Maybe a year.
I was today
he
years old.
Came home. Sure enough, variety pack of White Claw. Damn. And I was just like, that's 2020.
I thought you like lost a little respect for him or something.
I mean, I was just like, all right, you're my dad. I still love you, but damn. Yeah. Like, this is the world that we live in now.
I mean,
seltzers.
I've
turned a new leaf. I drink them.
I hate it.
Can I see the mango one? I want to try that one first.
Look, you're looking at it right now. Fuck off. I think that, you know, it's just like we live in a world now where it's like being healthy is like hip. So
yeah.
I feel like that's the thing where they're like, whoa, I can get drunk and still not get fat. I'm down. You know what I mean? I feel like that's what
I just think it's kind of
that's
funny.
The hype.
Like,
this shit's only 90 calories. It's pretty good. Where's a regular beer? How much is in that shit? What's a Corona saying?
A Corona is Corona. I used to know it. It was like
probably like
no, it doesn't say on the bottle.
Probably like 150 or something.
Yeah, it's like 115 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, over 100.
I think the gluten free is what's bringing the bitches in. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong about that. But I mean, like the fact that this says zero sugar, zero carbs. The sodium's where you get the taste, but you know what I mean. People are like, "Oh, whoa, wait! I can be healthy and drunk."
Yeah,
I'm down, dude.
I just think it's funny if you remember a lot of people drinking like LaCroix and whatnot at parties to
one.
Get away from drinking beer,
right? And
now
and
then
they're
they bring
adding
in
alcohol to it. Yeah,
alcoholic
like,
seltzers.
Hey, you can drink
like,
too.
Hey, you know, you drank that LaCroix, but you relapsed.
Right.
Here you
that's
go.
Blackberry lime.
That sounds disgusting. Yeah, that does sound really bad, yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, no, that sounds actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
at first,
I thought
read it was like turned, and I thought it said cherry lime at first.
Here,
like,
I'll try it
what
one
they
first.
Do, just put
no, that's mine. I had it over here.
Let me get a sip of it.
Okay, fine.
So
well,
I looked
are
at
we going to open these?
Yeah, well, there's more in the fridge if we want to try other ones, or we can share. We're not going to get mono.
I mean, lime is...
Like a coronavirus.
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah, everybody clean.
Too soon.
Yeah, all right.
Are you ready?
Popping one open.
One,
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'm behind.
Oh.
Dude, I got the Corona. The tropical lime is literally just Corona.
Yo,
that
this one's actually
really
good.
Oh,
as
is it really?
Fun.
It is literally Corona.
This smells like I don't want to throw it up.
Mango's.
This literally just tastes like, taste it. It's a Corona with a lime.
I
yeah,
with,
here, let's just
their,
rotate.
That's their life hack right there.
The mango's pretty good.
Eh. I'm not a cherry fan, so cherries, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that is literally Corona
this
right
one
there.
I'm
I kind of fuck with mango. Mango's pretty good.
Lie. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I don't know. The blackberry, it's just like so subtle.
I like this.
It doesn't taste like good. A cherry Corona to me. It just tastes like a cherry drink.
God damn mango. It, dude. I like all these. Fuck.
Mango is pretty good, actually.
2017 is so pissed at us right now. Like, what are you doing?
I'm pissed at you guys right now.
Why?
Because
cherry isn't even that
listen,
bad
man,
either.
Oh, as someone
all right, hold on.
Who openly hated White Claws, there's a case
cherry.
Of White Claws in all the right. fridge.
I've got that mango
this,
back.
I've gotten this deep by hating, so I can't change. I can't go back.
I would say...
Whoops.
Actually, cherry.
Cherry. I don't like
cherry.
I
think
cherry was
the winner, yeah.
Cherry was good.
Blackberry lime, and then the tropical lime is literally a Corona with two limes. It's
yeah,
just
it really
Corona.
Is. So it's I was literally looking for these. I went to like a bunch of different liquor stores and didn't have them. And I found them last night at a liquor store. And this story doesn't really like coincide with it, but I feel like I'm gonna use it as a segue. So last night, I went to go buy some Coronas, and I saw these at the place, and I was like, oh, I'll buy those tomorrow for the podcast, so I'm going to buy a couple Coronas today, right? Bought those two Coronas, went back to Austin's house, and we're hanging out, and Strasser's like...
you guys are all sleeping in the bush?
No, that wasn't that same night. No. It was a different night. But Strasser wanted to go play pool, so he's like calling places to go play pool, and we couldn't find any place that had it, or... no one was answering their phone.
Doghouse.
And we're like, let's just go to Doghouse. So we go to Doghouse, and you know how the pool tables are there. People playing pool or fucking take that shit seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, Strasser and Austin are like starting to like play good. And there's this one dude that's like super pissed that we're like, we're playing good or whatever. And Strasser hits in the eight ball or he scratches on the eight ball and they stop playing. And the dude was like, oh, good game or whatever. And Strasser was like, well, yeah, technically you didn't win. Or it's like you won on a technicality because I scratched or whatever. And this guy gets pissed, dude. Gets super pissed. And he starts just like, you know, arguing with everybody. And some other guy's like in his face and pushes him or whatever. Like, because he's like gets in his ear. And I'm laughing because I'm like this whole, like these people are fucking taking pool super serious, like
oh yeah,
there's quarters on it, you know, like who cares. And he looks at me, he's like, what the fuck you laughing at? And I was like, what, dude? And he comes over, shoves me. So and then like this whole like group of people, you know, like they're like, oh, what the fuck? I was like, dude, I'm just laughing at the situation, like we're getting mad about pool, man, it's not that big of a deal. And homie like pulls him off. And they go back and they're like chilling. And Austin's like, dude, should I hit him? Should I hit him? I'll fucking hit him right now. I'll hit him right now. And we're all like, Austin, shit. Like, there's literally no benefit from you hitting him. Like,
yeah, no.
Nothing at all. I was like, relax, man. Go outside, smoke a cigarette. It's going to be chill, right? And he's like, yeah, you know, yeah, you're right. And then goes outside, right outside the door, and the same dude that pushed me, he's like, yeah, fucking, that's right, leave, man, leave. And Oscar goes, and fucking dude swings and punches him in the face. Okay. And, like, luckily, everyone else was, like, on our side already.
Who punched? So, like, wait, who punched?
The dude that pushed me punched Austin.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Oh,
in the face. Because Austin, like, was leaving and then fucking mocked the dude.
This was last night?
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Should have hit me up.
I thought we did, but...
No, you didn't.
Oh, whatever. So, but yeah, and then, like, it de-escalated everyone. Kind of, like, took that guy off, and they're all like, oh, sorry, man, he's drunk, like, whatever. Oh, I was like, God. Damn, we got lucky that, like... They didn't all react to Austin mocking, you know, but.
Guess that explains the tweet I seen then.
What was the tweet?
Oh, fucking yeah. Austin said he got punched in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's
you guys ever play at, was it Bailey's?
No.
Ivory Room?
Bailey's.
No, not
Ivory Room's dope.
Not Ivory Room.
What the hell's that?
Bailey's is over
Dearborn.
I mean, I played there, yeah.
Yeah. That. Because I've played there before, oh, yeah, and it's just
those are just Dearborn dudes. Like
you can, you can just go there and hang out.
I got ping pong like there too, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, man, we need to go to like a ping pong place,
dude.
They've got to have one downtown or Ann Arbor or something.
Just go tonight at Bailey's. It's great. It's right by the flat bar that Dan loves to skate.
I'm in,
dude. Yeah,
fuck,
Bailey's is the spot.
We went there with Uncle Dan.
Yeah, no, but it's one table, so it's like you know.
Their food's really good. Steve and I remember when we met up with those dudes. Like last spring, we were skating. We ran into these from out of town.
Yeah.
Steve and I went to go get dinner there, and then these dudes that we met from out of town that are like doing construction. I think you met them too, Corey.
Those dudes were hammered.
Yeah. So Steve and I just like went to Bailey's just to get dinner. Like whatever. We're fucking eating, and we run into these dudes. Get our meal. We're like, you know what? Let's go over and see if Kiefer's working over at what was it called? What's the Red Martini or whatever that was called?
So
we go in there, like we're sitting there chilling, like getting drinks from her, like just catching up, blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden, these dudes come rolling in. This one dude, he's Asian or whatever. He's hammered off his ass. Like he was like, I'm buying shots for fucking everybody. Shots for everybody. And then like,
dude, I was like chilling. Like I knew how to drive, and I was just like, I'm just like. You know, normal drinking Corona night, you know? Like, I'm not really trying to take shots right now. Like, then, I know I got to drive.
Boom.
And,
no, he got fucked
No, this dude... No, I really didn't. I only ended up taking the one shot that the dude... Well, he was like... What did he say? He's like something like... He's like, you drink whiskey? I was like... Or no, he said, asked if I drank tequila or something like that.
He said no, and he still gave you a tequila shot anyways.
Yeah, oh, my God.
No, I was like, dude, I was like, fine, dude, I'll take a shot, whatever, just like not tequila, please. And he goes, yo, bartender, let me get 12 tequila shots. I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man?
Oh, my God.
Dude, his homies
and then
were funny.
It was funny, too, because like the homie was just getting fucking drinking shots after shots after shots, just drinking, chilling. And then like I remember Adam and I were walking back to the car, and like... You know how you can go on that side street where like the parking garages are?
Yeah.
And like Michigan Ave.
We saw him.
Homie's carrying the dude. Like he's like literally like his legs. He's just like dead.
Just completely
limp.
Yeah,
just like limp. Just like carrying him, like dragging him. I was like, dude.
R.I.P.
Dude,
he's gonna have a gnarly morning.
R.I.P.
Oh,
dude, that was funny, man. Those were some fun nights for sure. Wow.
2017?
No, that was last year.
Last year?
Oh,
all right.
It was fun.
What's your drink of choice, Jake?
Oh, just Corona.
Really?
No.
Yeah. I don't like very many beers, dude. Everyone used to try to get me to drink Bud, and that shit's just disgusting.
Mm. Crispy what? Boys.
I can't do it.
Let's talk about your
Budweiser or Bud Light?
Job.
Bud Light. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, no, you can't. The Crispy Bud Boys, you
gotta
no, you can't do that.
You got to go Bud Heavy,
Budweiser, you can get away with.
Your job involves alcohol. What do you do for a living?
Sell beer and wine.
Okay.
Damn, really?
All right.
I didn't know that.
He,
that's how I got you that giant
like
bottle of champagne.
Yeah, you're like the brewery and the...
well, I don't,
was
we
it
don't
Arbor?
Brew it. No, yeah, it's Arbor Beverage Company.
You're the distribution. Yeah. That's right. I forgot you're talking about that.
You got a favorite Arbor beer?
I haven't really had any.
Really?
Hmm.
You don't get hooked up at all?
Huh?
They don't hook you up?
I mean, I get discounts on shit. That's about it.
Okay.
I think they
give away free booze.
Because what is it? They have like those few restaurants like Corner Bar. There's one in Plymouth now. Yeah, whatever it is.
But he doesn't work, so I found he doesn't work for that. It's not the same thing.
So you're just for the distribution.
Yeah, there's two different companies. There's Arbor Brewing, which is a brewery company, and then there's Arbor Beverage, that's a distribution.
Oh.
I found that out yesterday.
Well, my life is a lie.
Yeah, how many times you fucking deal with that shit?
All the time.
Like people calling and stuff?
No, dude, I go to stores and I get yelled at because of the other company.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what does Arbor sell?
Oh, shit, dude. It's mostly like... Just like generic ass shit, like fucking like Smirnoff, like Guinness, all that, and then they sell like fancy ass wines and champagne.
Okay. Can I do a wine tasting there?
You should if you got enough money, probably.
Just go into the warehouse.
You were telling me, so there's like $48,000 champagnes just chilling.
Yeah, it was either 28 or 48, like something that was like a bottle.
If
of
I had the
champagne,
money, I would
that
be
was
that
like $28,000.
The would. Fuck? What kind of was that? It's like a, huge bottle of Ace of Spades or something.
I don't know. I'm not allowed in that room half the time.
Jeez,
that is the room that I got your bottle from, though.
Dude, yeah, I appreciate that. That was dope.
No one else can get that bottle. That was from a actual company.
Yeah,
to
that thing
us
was
only.
Huge.
What are you talking about?
He got me this like huge fucking. It was like fat too, just like bottle of champagne for the premiere.
Was it the one that I took the photo of?
Maybe
with you.
No, you took a photo of me with my Dom, but.
Oh
yeah, know.
That's
maybe
right.
Because
yeah. I was like, I
didn't give
thought
it to
that
me.
Was a normal.
He didn't
bottle.
Give it to me until like after the video.
Oh, did you drink it that night?
I don't remember, dude.
You had a lot to drink that night. All right.
Where did it go?
There was a lot.
I know
to drink.
I opened it because it was like, I remember like drinking it, and I don't know if I was just passing around, but it definitely was in the house later that night too.
It's a lot.
Or the next morning,
we should insert that photo right here of you on the couch that I took, because I was there from the start, where you're like touching the ceiling.
Oh my
just
god,
chugging.
dude!
Nothing beats him.
I saw him open his
phone.
First drink,
dude,
and then
I got some
just,
fucking photos of that.
God.
Yeah. I've seen it so many times; it's hilarious.
That's a good one.
In Toronto, it's the best one.
I regret missing the after party.
Oh man,
dude! Because I drank that whole bottle of Dom before the video started, and I keep doing it, dude. I tell myself, "Chill, man. Don't even open it until the video starts." And I like the best tricks going. I'm like, "Fuck yeah, let's go, baby!"
Man, I mean, at least we got that
setting
screen.
The tone.
Yeah.
Setting the tone. We got the screen down though,
but that, dude,
and we
you,
set
I,
it back.
Yo,
up.
Yo, genius fucking pulley system idea, like from Corey, because that was it's still up there. I think we need to take that down soon.
Yeah. I mean, it's either that or we just leave it up.
Only reason,
yeah,
just
leave
it
till next year.
Yeah, because yeah. It's only collecting dust, so you can knock it down, just dust it off, and then you'll be good.
Yeah. Just get like one of those extender like
we'll have Dustin. I'm sure Dustin has one. He'll
just make sure that you get if the. You know, park closes for some unfortunate reason over the next few months.
I'm convinced I got super sick because I climbed up into that ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Oh no doubt.
I got tonsillitis. No, you call it tonsilliths. It's like stones in your fucking tonsils.
Dude,
I mean, for everybody watching right now or listening, I wish they could see what fell down from that ceiling.
Dude, it fell into my face. It fell down my shirt.
I was drilling a hole into the wall.
It was coronavirus. It actually originated over here in Dearborn Heights, Michigan.
Dearborn Heights.
I took apart half that skate park. How do you think I feel?
Yeah.
I was underneath half
those ramps.
Clearly
immune because you weren't sick.
That is true.
Oh, I got sick for a long time. For like 3 months, I had like a sinus infection.
Yeah.
Your trap lung.
Yeah.
My trap lung like started years ago.
Rather have coronavirus than that.
Yeah.
You go and skate there one night, you're done for the week.
Well, when I first started going there.
Yeah, it's like, cool.
When I got sponsored in 2004 by them, like I was going every single day, and I would get
really
sick
are.
A lot. Yeah, I know. But
wait,
Andy Vader's dad owned
you were
it.
On TRP?
Yeah.
Wow.
From 2004 through like 2006, technically, I guess.
What
damn.
Happened?
What?
What?
They changed ownership, and I just...
Sachin said, fuck this guy, we're putting Steve on.
Sachin kept letting me go.
Were you ever Trapper of the Year? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't see a Trapper of the Year award.
No, because Jordan started taking over, and that's when like the streets opened. I rode for the streets, so...
Oh, I was going to say something. Really don't wanna favorite do. Beer, people. Let's start with Adam. Just on. Like all time.
All
one
time?
One drink that you can drink for the rest of your life.
Well, come on,
go
man.
At it.
That was kind of... Yeah. Yeah. Make it harder.
I don't know.
It's just what I'm thinking.
That would be
I want to hear the people's word.
Coors or...
No. There's no oars.
No.
No, it has to be one and done. Literally the rest of your life.
Oh,
you cannot drink anything
Corona.
Else.
Coors, oars, and oars.
All right, Steve.
Corona? Really?
Well, I'm just saying because like I
you need water. Dirt. Oh, you said beer.
Yeah,
damn
I said
it.
Beer.
Yeah,
that makes
beer.
It even harder.
It's beer.
You got only one
it's
thing
Corona,
you can drink for the
Corona.
Rest of your life.
Well, you can drink water too,
whiskey.
But
no,
God.
The,
I mean, I'm
the
always
only
drinking.
The only beer that you can drink for
okay,
the rest
well,
of your life.
I have
you can drink water as you should.
I have a technicality.
Hmm.
Is it just the brand? Can I drink
no,
Corona? Corona Light? Corona Familiar?
No, is like
one drink.
The one drink
right,
in that
regular,
bottle.
One.
Yeah. Natterdays.
Old Faithful here.
Wow.
Okay, Adam, lock it. Lock in your answer over there.
Natterdays.
I've heard Coors, Corona, and Natterdays
out well,
of you.
Well, because you started out with, like, what's
flip
your
a coin.
Favorite? Yeah. So it's like I started out drinking Coors when I was in high school playing hockey, and then it's like I started drinking a lot of Corona.
The banquet now beer?
Natterday's last.
Now you're drinking Natterday's.
Are we talking the banquet beer or the Blue Mountains?
The banquet.
Yeah, the boy.
Dude, banquet's the way to go, of course.
Good, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The
beige that is good.
That's good. So, yeah, Natterday's, I'll lock her in.
Natterday's? All right, cool.
I support it.
I would say Two Hearted, comfortably. Just because, I mean, you can drink two of those, you're good.
That is yours, yeah.
You're good. Other than that, or you're drinking like five Bud Lights and I already have a migraine thinking of it. So, Alex.
Bud Heavies. No, Pibbers, man. All day long.
Pibbers?
Pibbers. Not Puppers.
Speaking
Pibbers. Pibbers.
Dude, I was so bummed on Puppers.
Why?
I expected a different taste.
Tastes like a light Guinness.
To be fair.
Oh, didn't it? To be fair.
What about you, Jake?
Corona.
Yeah.
Corona, yeah. We already knew that one. I don't know. I would go back. I would get Puppers and I'd enjoy it a little bit more now. But it was all right. But we also hit up what was the store in Canada?
Beer store.
It's like
beer
L.
Store.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it's
it.
Not
it
beer.
The other
it's
one
like
you're
L.
Right.
LBIC.
Yeah.
LBC or something.
LBC.
Like that.
Yeah.
LBC.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that place was dope. Dude.
I mean, you walk through there, you have one mission to get like a solid beer. Next thing you know, you're picking out like five cans. Like
I tried some interesting beers.
Dude, I don't know if it. I don't know if that place did it the same, but there was a place similar to it in Sweden when I went, and it was sectioned off by like origin, like where it came from. So like all the Swedish beers were there, all the, you know, like Irish beers, all the American beers, all the, you know, whatever like region it came from, like was in one section, and it gave you all the like stats of like, you know, ABV. And,
how this will hit you.
Yeah.
Man.
How much ABV is a... Two Hearted.
Dude,
like seven.
Seven.
Isn't it 10?
No.
That's a double digit. No,
ten.
It's not a double digit.
No, I think it's like a double digit. 10 would be insane. It's 7.
Are you sure?
That's the percentage. Yeah, 7. I don't know. Fact check it.
Well,
isn't it like alcohol content and...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's 7. Yeah.
7%?
It's either 7 or 7.5.
Beer Advocate says 7.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean...
That's what ABV alcohol...
Well, there's something else, too, that you'll see on
7%
the bottle from time to time. 7%. Yeah.
7%.
What was I saying?
ABV. That should be the same. Maybe I'm thinking of,
it's
like,
APV,
proof.
Right? Alcohol per volume or something.
ABV.
Or it's P, right?
Booze.
Doesn't it say it on here?
Someone looking up how much it is.
Yeah, we already got to that.
4.5 alcohol.
Sorry. Alan
alcohol?
Texted me a
alcohol.
Picture of his
alcohol
girlfriend watching
per volume.
Pete Weber's
alcohol by
video.
Volume.
Who do you think you are?
By volume. All right.
So do you guys know what a box is? A Bock beer and a Doppelbock beer is?
Nope.
No clue.
Not a clue.
Nobody?
He's about
so a Bock beer is, is generally stronger than your typical lager, more of a robust malt character with a dark amber to brown hue. And then a Doppelbock typically starts at 7 to 8% and is considered an extra strong beer. And the reason that I bring that up is apparently there's some guy that... did the Doppelbock diet for Lent. So he only drank extra strong 7 to 9 alcohol content type beers. And that's it. That's all he drank for Lent, for the 40 days of Lent.
Did he eat?
And no, nothing. No, he literally only drank high extra strong content beers.
I mean, like,
and the article
live.
Yeah, the article was saying like he regrets doing it, and he's like, you should ask your doctor first if you should try it. And there's a he's like, I guarantee your doctor will say no, don't try that. And
so do it anyways.
It's pretty interesting because I've noticed beers are actually like called that now. Like there's like a lot of craft beers that are like something Bock, and I never really knew what that was, and that's what that means. So it's like it's a darker beer, but it's not like a Guinness. A Guinness is like a Doppelbock. I'll ask super dark.
He's like a fucking
extra strong
beer guy.
See, it's like I can't do the really dark beer. For some reason, it is very, very off-putting. But I don't know, like a Two Hearted, I completely get that because you drink like one or two of those, you're not hungry.
Yeah,
heavy. You're already feeling it, and you're good to go for the night.
How many dark beers do you sell, would you say, on an estimate from your distributor?
I have no fucking clue. I don't deal with half the shit. I only sell specific things in my area.
So how many of those are dark beers?
Like one.
Oh, okay.
Fair. I sell sour beers.
Sour.
This is the worst.
You know what? I'm actually down with the sour beer. Like
sour beer?
Sour beer.
Sour beer.
Seltzers are fucking you up, man.
Dude, man, no, because I fucking chugged that Irish coffee.
And the Corona.
And the Corona and the seltzer, but Jolly Pumpkin.
Yo, that's what I sell.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they, I mean, it's good.
The Longboard.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
the
they just opened up.
The Longboard, not too fit. I don't like it.
Doesn't belong. It doesn't belong in booze, and it doesn't belong in skateboarding. So
yeah, no. If you're going to Jolly Pumpkin, just go to the one up in Traverse City. I mean, that's the best
one.
I want
the one in Detroit.
I've actually never been to that one.
That one's okay.
Never been there.
What?
The Jolly Pumpkin.
Oh.
There's one in Ann Arbor too.
I've only been to the Traverse City one.
Yeah.
Where?
Isn't it like close to Hopcat?
It's next to Moore City Brewing Works.
And oh, is that? By
it's over in Midtown.
Midtown? Okay.
I'm going to read a couple more articles here for today's episode of Booze News. there's a brand called Warburton's that takes toasted crumpets that are considered too wonky to go on sale, and they have created an IPA out of it. It is the Warburton's Toast.
It
has a 4.2 ABV.
How
do you guys feel about that? Would you try that?
That's a Bud Light.
It's a Bud Light.
That just sounds like a grainy ass, like
very
dirty beer.
That just sounds like it would be like
that. Sounds greasy.
Very strong, no, not a fan.
The brewery is named Toast. Toast Brewery.
Toast.
Yeah, just drink.
Create a crumpet.
You're drinking. You're drinking bread. That's no.
Yeah, that.
It's just like a meal.
Yeah. That's gonna be. Yeah, you're gonna drink one of those. And be like, oh,
beer gut.
I'll read one more article here. So there was this lady that stole a stein from a German brewery 55 years ago, and she finally felt guilty and returned it. And
wonder what changed.
And the brewery, yeah. She was just saying, like, she doesn't want to, she didn't want it on her conscience anymore. And
fair enough after 55 years.
Yeah, she sent it back to them, and... you know, I guess she paid for like the maximum insurance if it got broken, and left a note saying like I stole this back in 1970.
Jesus.
And I guess the place was like so surprised by the story that they've kept it, and they put it in like a, it's like in a glass case in the brewery now, and it's like a
you damn know, that's
something
pretty
that
sick.
You can go see, and they said that like don't treat this as like a reason for you to be okay to come here and steal our stein and like sell it back to us 50 years. Like you're not getting a, you know,
Yeah. You're
not getting this in a glass case yourself too. Don't steal our shit, like just because this one lady did in the 70s. Man.
Well, yeah, I could see that being, you know, sure. Maybe if it was like a year or two later and you brought it back to them, they'd be like, oh, okay,
that
it was you. That,
right.
That sucks, but
yeah,
like 55 years ago, they'd just be like, oh, damn, this is cool. Like, we forgot about this.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's like it was like a new stein that they made back then, and they don't make that style anymore. So that's why they're like including it in the exhibit.
Damn. Man. Just don't steal shit.
What
people.
A time to be alive.
Don't be a kleptomaniac.
2020, seltzers and stolen steins.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh.
What are some cool phrases to say when, like, somebody's trying to, like, you're hyping somebody up? Like how Dave said, handle it. I think I'm using setting the tone this
year. It's in the bag, walk out the store.
Figure it out, bud.
Figure it out.
Thinking, no, it's funny. Raise the bar, let him eat, set the tone.
We were talking about the Airbnb in Arizona.
Oh,
and
man, yeah, you went real
and,
generous with that one.
Jay-Z was asking me if there was a grill there.
There is.
And I know, I was like, yeah.
I'm not saying that to you, but I'm just like, yeah, there is.
I was like, yeah, I'll grill some steaks. And Stratch was like, you're going to grill some cigs? I was like, what? I was like, damn, that's like a phrase you could say, though.
Wait, Stratch, you're going on this AZ trip.
About to go grill a cig real quick.
Yeah. Ooh, let the boy watch. That's another one. Let the boy watch.
All right. Cheers to my whiskey, boys.
Whiskey.
Oh, a little crummy,
really stiff
crummy
with
one
this
out
one.
I right fuck now. With these, dog. Yeah, I kind of fucked you guys up on these ones. So.
Thanks, Steve.
This Smirnoff
is just all whiskey.
This shit's really good. The berry lemonades.
Dab myself up on those ones.
Smirnoff has a seltzer.
Try it, dude. These are really good.
No, I just
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, what do we got on this
berry
one?
Berry lemonade.
Might as well just give you my virginity.
There's only 90 calories in this one too. Let's talk about shit you haven't done, because apparently you've done you haven't done much.
No,
you've never been to. Well, here's. I mean, I don't mean it that way. Like, wait, so you went to Jimmy John's for the first time recently, right?
Yep.
Oh, what? Adam. Oh, you really did that? Okay.
Dude, that blew my mind before we went skating. He's like, I've never had Jimmy John's. I'm like, what?
Like what's some other like common things that you haven't done or gone to? I mean,
he might not know because to us they're common, but to him,
yeah,
he's like,
yeah. Fair point.
Yeah,
Chipotle? I probably wouldn't know. I've been to Chipotle, but Qdoba's better.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes Panchero's. Did I say that right? Panchero's?
Yeah.
Qdoba, Chipotle.
Panchero's is really good.
That's the best one.
Okay.
So good.
That burrito's I've actually never great. Had. I've never
it's
had
in Ann Arbor by the old launch.
I feel like it also depends on what you're getting. Like, certain. Like,
Panchero's is one of those places where it's the same food, just in different forms.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which kind of stinks. If you're getting tacos, you're just getting three small. Yeah. Burritos, basically.
Mm-hmm. But you get a burrito, and
I feel
good.
Like there was like, something else that thing. Jacob and same I like thing. The other day. We were out doing something. He said, "Like, oh, I've never had that before."
Corey and I went to Firehouse, and that was the first time he's been to Firehouse.
I've never been there.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Firehouse is kind of uncommon. It's not
uncommon. Yeah. Yeah. What's your go-to place, Jake? You're hungry Jake right now. Where are you going?
Dude, fucking Qdoba.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you put?
What about like a restaurant? Salsa, like, not fast food. Like you're down to like go sit down. Where are you gonna go?
It used to be B-dubs for the longest.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, my God.
Do you ever put salsa in the queso?
I've done that once.
You've done that, yep.
No.
Martin Payson.
What's your go-to dish at Qdoba?
Dude, it's just the chips and queso.
Just chips and queso?
Yeah. Well, that queso? Like, it's usually that, or like if I'm not that hungry, I'll just get that. But like if I'm
No, dude, you're hungry. You're hungry as fuck, dude. You haven't eaten all
day. I usually
get
like the chips and queso, and then I'll get like a burrito bowl. And then if I'm really hungry, I'm getting a taco with it.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. I like the three cheese nachos three where you Houston. Get the bowl and then you have the chips on the side and it's like, you just chips and dip.
Yeah, I fuck with the quesadillas there, honestly.
Quesadillas are
yeah,
I've never had those.
They're fucking huge. They pack them. Yeah.
Is there anybody else here, a burrito person?
Yeah.
Burritos are good.
Burrito? Yeah. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
How was your first experience of Adam screaming playing Call of Duty?
Well, the first thing I heard was suck my shrimp dick, so.
I did say that, yes.
Why?
Yeah, why are you saying you got a small dick?
Dogging
you
yourself.
Got a shrimp dick?
I don't, but I don't remember. I definitely don't. I mean, but.
Yeah, and Danny Way went back to back.
I got a question. So, did you drive all the way to fucking. Where'd you drove to Ohio or Flint to skate, or the same day you skated like
we
four two parks skate parks?
Yeah. We went to Flint and then what's that other one? Saginaw. And Saginaw was under like 5 foot of snow.
Damn.
Yeah, we shoveled out part of it and didn't even get to skate it.
What the fuck? You buy a shovel? You
yes,
just had one?
I did, and I left them there.
What the fuck?
Oh my
dude?
God.
You're committed to skate outside, man. Fuck that.
I can see that trip,
parks,
though.
Dude, you went to what? You tried Saginaw, went to Flint, then you went to Raleigh, then
yeah,
you went
yeah.
to Trans.
Yep.
And somewhere
all
else
in one day.
Fuck that.
That's not the
Jeez.
New.
Jeez.
It's what well, I do all the time.
I could see it if you go out to Flint.
But he's like never been to Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
But he's never been to Jimmy John's.
There was like
dude,
a
mind blowing
week of last summer where I just drove around going to like every outdoor park I could find.
Damn. Well, yeah, you just drove down to, Sylvania?
Yeah.
Park?
Well, my girlfriend lives like 20 minutes from there.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay. Right on. Yeah.
Damn, yeah, you just drove her there right now?
No, she, her car was at my mom's. Oh, I just didn't want,
like
what the fuck? Your neighbors getting pissed that there's a million cars over here.
Oh, fuck dude, them. Fuck her. That'd be the first
I'm sure
fuck
the, I'm sure the dentist office is getting annoyed that I parked my
no,
work
they
van
don't
there.
Care either.
Then. Here's the thing. The only thing you can't do is park, like, on the street Monday morning. That's it.
Dude, the dentist
that,
office.
They don't give a fuck.
Remember the.
We own that lot, motherfucker.
Was it? Was it Toronto when we came home? Mike was parked
oh,
in
dude,
it.
Dude, yeah.
They had that whole lot like repaved,
except
or
for
they
Mike's
put
spot.
Yeah, and Mike was.
They
parked
did it
there.
Around his car.
Yeah, you should have seen the spot. It was unpaved. And yeah. It was just like
did they go over
they blacked
and the
it.
Outline of Mike's car in the spot.
And, like you know how Mike is too. Like he's like super like. He's just like worried, you know,
yeah,
like super
oh,
like,
dude, fuck.
Yeah, like, but he like saw that it was like taped off and the, it was, you could smell the asphalt, like, or asphalt or however the fuck you should pronounce that. But like, he's just like, oh, what? And I was like, I'm sure you're fine. And like, I think he sent us a snap or a photo or whatever. and you could see where they went around his car.
I think if you go look at the lot, it's one of the parking spots.
It's
you'll
still
see
like that,
an
probably?
Outline
oh, yeah.
of a
Damn,
car
that's
just
so
there.
Funny,
they
dude.
Just literally okay. went around him.
There definitely has been some nights where like we've been fucking heinous here. But it's like
playing basketball in the backyard.
But there's also like other nights where we're like, dude, yeah, that was the worst. But like the damn, I kind of want to put that clip in there too. The fucking what is it Lonzy like slam dunking and like
Becca?
No,
Becca,
it's a
Becca's
it's,
just
it's
losing
Chuck.
Her.
Yeah, but there's one clip of like Lonzy slam dunking and Becca just like fuck it.
Dude, there's a clip of Becca punching you in the fucking face.
Oh yeah, because I there's what did I do? Oh, because I poured a beer on her.
No,
so
was
that
different.
Was like
was a different day.
Well, I poured a beer on her, so that was my
penance.
Yeah, that was my.
That's why you got punched.
Yeah.
Yep.
She smoked you too. I have that clip on my phone somewhere.
What is the Great Divide?
Oh shit! Oh, we're going into
shit.
This.
Shit. Okay.
I'm just taking the L on this one. I don't even know.
don't you gotta even be that guy. Stop. You're the guest of the show. Yeah, you fucking answer, dude.
Yeah. Even if it's a shit answer, whatever. But we're going that way.
Great Divide.
And I'll sip periodically.
First thing comes
to make
to mind.
Sure I'm accounted for.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm stealing Adam's answer. He already said it.
This is bullshit. Let me go first. I already said something. Then go to Jacob. He's trying to steal my answer.
Well, just say something that's not it. It's not that, this is not that hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's an act.
Some fuck it. It's a what?
It's an act.
An act?
Yeah. I think I know what it is.
Oh, never mind then.
You said it's an act. Fuck.
You yeah, got, I don't know now.
You don't get to say nothing.
Don't get to say nothing. We'll just go with the obvious answer. It's when Moses parted the sea.
That was a great divide, to say the least.
I'm pretty sure that's not even what the Great Divide is.
Holy shit, dude. No. See, no, that was way better than
like
no
action?
Answer.
Like,
yeah,
talking about an action
that's
here?
God damn it.
An action?
Act, yeah.
I mean, jeez. I'm going to go with my answer then of like a natural break in like some mountain area.
Okay.
I think it's closer.
I think it's spreading a chick's legs.
People
are
specific.
We doing, is this fucking,
urban
this is urban, urban. Oh, man, this
oh,
is urban.
Oh,
no, you don't get to change it now, sweetheart.
I didn't know what it was.
You're onto something, but you're not right.
God damn it.
Mm. Oh, the Great Divide is spreading the butt cheeks and getting your tongue all up in there, probably.
No.
Oh, my God. Right. Well, it
I'll
is.
I'll take a drink.
I would say
take another one for that.
I would say spraying the cheeks when you're going to the bathroom. That's the Great Divide.
Ooh, okay. Like you get, your
like
shit is so
when,
bad that it's like.
Yeah, when you're like, oh. Damn,
I was like,
I gotta,
what are you doing? Sitting down like.
Yeah, probably like when like, you have to, oh you're doing the Great Divide.
Wait,
like,
you
you're
like hold your butt open?
No, like, you know how you.
Because isn't that what the toilet's made to do?
I don't know. You know how you like,
yeah.
Sometimes you reposition yourself on the throne and you're like, all right, Great Divide.
I thought you were like squatting and just like.
No, you're not holding your.
Yeah. You're supposed to squat. You know that, right?
It's I the mean, act in which a woman stands on a table above you, jumps, and goes into the splits.
Oh.
The Great Divide.
Yeah. Wait.
I think my answer
on
is better.
On top of me?
Onto it.
Oh, sick,
wow.
Dude.
That,
damn, bro. Why ain't chicks doing that shit?
Because that's not possible.
What'd you just say?
Keeper
I think,
didn't do that.
I did short of, dude.
That would give me a heart attack.
What is a...
Right? I hope she don't miss.
Yeah.
What is a full-on Monet? And it's based off of the painter, Edward. Is it Edward or is it...
A full-on Monet.
You're painting it's, the walls.
Oh, Claude Oscar Monet. He's an old fine art painter.
Painting the walls.
Well, you're not first.
Yeah. Ah, shit.
I love that I brought this bottle opener.
And
out.
His paintings were always
kind
of like...
Yeah, we're not even drinking any bottles.
His paintings were always like kind of... They painted like an image, but they're always kind of like...
Can you
I wouldn't
show,
say blurry.
Could
I can
you,
show like his
could
paintings.
You show the class one of his paintings?
Yeah. Which full it has, on it actually Monet. Has nothing
the
to
great,
do with him, but it's like
was
that.
It the Great Monet?
A full-on full Monet.
Full-on Monet.
See, like, they have an image, but they're, like, kind of blurry-ish, so to speak. They're like...
Yeah, give it around.
They are an image, but they're... All right.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not necessarily, like, hyper-real, but you could, it's an image, but it's, like, kind of blurry-ish right. and foggy.
Full-on Monet.
Hmm.
Going full on Monet.
What is a full on Monet? It's not an act. It's a. It's a yeah.
It's a.
I'm not trying to give things away.
Assets.
It's a front.
Elaborate. Okay.
You're painting the walls.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Like you said, it's not hyper.
He's
like
a
that
front.
Was
yeah.
That picture. Like it was painted on there, but you can't. It's not a full image.
Okay.
It's fronting.
I gotcha. No and no.
I think it's like a like you're painting a drunken story. Like nothing you're saying is really making any fucking sense, but you're painting that story.
Okay, but no. Y'all better be sipping.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I can only think of.
Been drinking.
It's just like you said. It's not an act.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only think it would be like a super drunken memory or something where it's just like it's not even
trying to figure out. You're
trying
memory.
To figure it out, mm-hmm. but it's not there.
No, but that's good.
Dude, Alex is always just harassing people. Oh, that's a good answer, but no.
Close, but no.
Yeah.
Someone who's attractive from afar, but when you get close, you see.
Oh, God damn it.
Butterface.
Damn, this bitch is blurry.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, that painting's really good. Then you get close and like, ah, this is still really good. But yeah.
Fuck, wait, go back.
Downriver.
What is Y-rate?
Y-rate?
Yeah.
Is that like one word? How do you spell that? Can you spell
W-I-R-A-T-E.
That?
W-I-R-A-T-E.
Okay, I think I know.
I like kind of want to help out, but I'll fuck it up. And you'll understand, so.
Jake, answer.
Fuck.
You got 20 seconds.
20 seconds. What? The word is Y-rate.
Yes. We're going to get demonetized.
Since I'm going to be wrong anyway,
Y-rate,
I would say it's the act that Adam commits when he's mad at Call of Duty.
Y-rate. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something involving like rating your wife's, like talking shit about your wives when you're hanging out with your boys. Like, yo,
yeah, that's a good one.
Y-rate, like, who's got the worst wife stories right now? Like, my wife's a fucking bitch. Like,
Y-rate.
This isn't fair. He's a teacher.
Rate your wife.
So, yeah, he probably knows the definition. My answer is I take the word whining and irate. So you're irate. You're super pissed, but you're also whining about it.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, like, it's the
fuck
next,
I'm close.
It is the next step up from irate. Like, it is.
Willy
you
irate.
You are fucking fuming.
I'm like, willy irate.
I don't know. And that's why rate.
I'm going to give him the point because it's when you're irate because of, like, your Wi-Fi sucking.
Damn.
Oh.
So,
wow.
I figured that's the
closest. He did say that the other day. He's like, oh, fucking boy, why am I lagging?
Dude, the Wi-Fi sucks. My shit cuts out 24/7.
Yeah, because he's directly connected to
the connection.
What's your megabytes per second?
Adam don't care about us.
1,000.
You're at a gig.
He's directly.
And you're
fuck?
Still cutting out.
Yeah. He's how?
Holy shit!
He's wired in, dude.
What do you download games in 20 minutes?
I'm over here trying to pick Xfinity plans, and I'm like maxing out at 300 megabytes.
Well, here's the thing. So this TV,
you're at a fucking gig.
This TV out here. Is shitty when he's playing Call of Duty. That's the balance here. So unless Kate's playing Call of Duty and yelling at 13-year-olds, you're probably good.
Okay. Yeah, that's reassuring. Yeah.
What's top coat candy?
Cheers to that.
So far, you all have a point.
Nice.
Top coat candy.
Top coat candy.
Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. I already got my answer. Let's go.
top coat candy.
Jeez.
Saying it more is probably not going to help.
No.
It might, though.
I just think of the Matt Hartzell episode. When he's yelling at Brent, like, come on, you don't have an answer off the top of your head. Let's go.
Yeah.
What do we got?
All right. Top coat candy. Going to be wrong on this one, too, so we're just going to relate it to candy paint on the whip.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, but I did see something else on candy paint. Okay.
Whipped cream on it before she goes down on you.
Yeah, damn. I've always been curious about that kind
Jeez.
Of stuff. Jeez. Like putting something like ice cream sundae on you. No, mine's a Colombian cocaine.
Top coat candy?
No.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm just
good
I'm,
job, Adam.
I'm more so focusing on who's closest. I would.
He's waiting on all the downfalls.
Yeah, probably. No one's ever gonna get these answers right. Holy shit! Did
top
you read
coat
this?
Candy, I don't even know.
That's a weird answer.
top Come coat on, candy. Top coat candy.
You got a bet name she, title in this shit. You got a.
She looks.
No, he doesn't.
She looks better in clothes.
Wait.
She looks better in clothes.
Top coat candy.
Wow.
Yeah, she's better in the clothes.
That's the shit candy you put on top of the, like, the Halloween bowl, so then all the like good stuff that's left over. It's all the good stuff that's left over.
Holy
so when
fuck.
Kids don't come enough, you get that shit for yourself because you left all the good stuff at the bottom.
Ah, damn, that's
people. God fuck. Damn it, Urban Dictionary.
Well,
is
what
top
the mind
candy
does.
Is all the fucking
what
bullshit.
The mind does when you have to think of this shit.
Yeah, you guys all think about
yo,
fucking.
Shout out to
fucking
all the
drugs.
Shout yeah. Well, yeah. Top coat candy. Top coat candy. Colombian cocaine. That's obviously.
Shout out to all
no?
the people thinking that we're fucking terrible. God.
What is beating? And I'm talking like B E E T I N G.
Oh, what does it say it again? Top.
It's more
top
so
beating?
Like a thing. It's like kind of an act, but it's not. It's like a thing. Oh, let's see if I can. No, I can't say that part.
I don't know. Adam's on his phone over there, so I'll go first.
I kind of like when he's on his phone.
Top beating.
I would zoom in on it.
All right.
B E E T I N G. Not like the word B E A T. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a beat.
Sure.
Is it the act of hitting someone with a beat?
No. Wow, that's good though.
Top beating.
I like that, but no.
Wait, is that how you spell? Can I look up a spelling of a word?
No.
Beat?
I don't know. Why? What are you trying to look up?
Like the food?
Okay, I don't want to tell you because Adam's going to take my answer.
Oh,
B-double-E-T.
Yeah, you can look it up. It's
fine. Beat.
Okay. What did you say?
The act of assaulting someone with
yeah,
a beat.
Yeah, fucking pay attention, motherfucker.
No, it's not. I heard him the first time. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so beat
top,
the beat.
Top beating.
I heard him the first time. Oh, yeah, okay.
Beat, as in like the vegetable.
Yeah, I'm an idiot and I didn't. I was like, wait, beat?
I don't know. I'm going to go with an outlier here. Throw in Dwight Schrute quotes at somebody to
okay,
shut them up.
No, but then like
Bears
that.
Beat.
I'm going to go. It's like it's
those are two
is,
good ones.
This is no. See, this is it's simple. It's very simple. It's just, you know, the act of using your feet to in a beet field, you know, mash up a bunch of beets
Brandon
to make beet juice.
I think that's cranberries.
What is beet juice?
You ever had beet juice?
Cleans
no.
you out.
It's gross.
What?
It's not
beets,
bad.
The actual beet. You're like beating. That's you're disgusting. Like stepping on the beets. Like kind of like well.
Top
no,
beating.
People drink beet juice.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
No, I never knew that. I
mean, Westgate does cranberries though, yeah, but it's the same concept but with beets. I don't know if that's actually how they do it, but that's my guess.
I'm gonna think so literal that you only eat the top of beets. You throw the rest away.
I'm going to give him the point because it's, let me read it though, because it's meeting plus beating, a work meeting where the manager gives a verbal beating to employees.
Damn, I'm using that when I go to work.
Oh, burns so high
and mighty over here, Mr. Host.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, yeah, man. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, jeez.
Woo!
Oh.
What is moon cheese?
I don't know. I think it's like weed, I guess. Some sort of weed.
Gorilla crack.
Gorilla crack?
What is that?
That's got to be edited out.
That gorilla
needs to be
crack.
Out for sure.
I'll cut it right there where it's shit. Just like, yeah, it's got to be edited
it's,
out.
It's ass jam-packed full of dimples like cellulite. Just fat, gross golf ball damaged ass.
Oh, you did
oh,
say
God,
that.
Yeah, I fuck. Do remember that. Yeah. Oh, my
just a bunch
shit.
Of dimples in your butt.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
fuck, man.
Fuck. You guys know about the calamari algorithm?
Yes.
Whoa,
yeah.
Wait,
explain
what?
It, though.
I love calamari.
Yes.
Dude, yeah.
The
okay,
calamari
so,
algorithm, yeah,
all right.
Pretty
people,
much.
For people that
later.
Have never heard of it.
All right,
well, the
so,
game's gone. Doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
But I'm
so
still
pretty
curious
much,
for anyone that doesn't
the game was removed due to the algorithm because you could win over hundreds of dollars in calamari to feed your party. Because
you can
like,
buy the food with the tickets, right?
Yeah, you can buy the food with the tickets from winning this game. You could feed like a party of 12.
Which game was it?
I can't.
Does it matter?
I don't
does
know.
It matter?
We'll bring up
you,
the
yeah.
name.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it was like almost like a whack-a-mole type deal.
Okay.
But you could come very close with skee ball. So if you're still there, you play skee ball, you can come really close to it. But you can feed over a party of 12 people calamari just by playing this game.
So you're saying it's
it.
Just the amount of tickets?
Yeah, you win
that
enough.
You
win enough tickets to
you can
get
buy
all
like a
this,
platter of.
You can get calamari. All this free calamari, and feed your party of over 12 people squid.
Yeah, calamari
that,
ain't cheap.
That's
that
it. That's
good,
the
dog.
That's the calamari algorithm. So you can find a loophole.
Okay.
You can get hundreds of dollars of calamari for free off of tickets.
Damn.
If you play this game right. That's the calamari algorithm.
I wonder who,
algorithm.
Like, first discovered that. And then, like, Dave and Buster's like, God damn it, fuck it. You go on trips a lot?
I've never really been anywhere aside from, like, Ohio and, like, Indiana. And I went to Minnesota, but it wasn't,
poor
like, skateboard
bastard.
Related.
Yeah.
Ooh, Minnesota, huh?
It was, like, a
oh,
New
yeah,
Year's
but
Oh, yeah, bud.
Well, that's too Canadian. You're just
oh, yeah, that's true.
For a New Year's party?
Yeah. Like, a New Year's Eve, like, event for, like, the ball drop and
Minnesota.
All that.
Minnesota.
All the way
all
in Minnesota?
Nah, it was cold as fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
They got some dope-ass spots there, though.
Where'd you go in Minnesota?
For New Year's. You're like, oh, New Year's, I'm going to go to Minnesota.
Yeah, who the hell goes to Minnesota for New Year's?
It was technically for a New Year's music festival.
Which was what?
It was called Snowda.
Snowda.
That sounds like that. Snowda.
Minnesota.
No, we're going to
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
It was cool, though. Just fucking Ubering around that place took forever.
Really?
Cold as shit. The Mall of America's cool as fuck, though.
I've always wanted to go there.
Oh, I forgot that.
People legit go there just for that shit.
That's gnarly.
Dude, like, Uber just took forever?
Was it
It's just, like, where we stayed was, like, 30 minutes from everything.
Oh, okay.
And that, like, Ubers were expensive as shit there. Really?
Yeah, see, because...
How much?
Like, yeah. $30, $40.
For one, though.
Go to New York. Go to New York. Well, Ubers, I shit you not.
Maybe, like, 20, 25 minutes.
Like, where were you going?
We were going from just, like, outside Minneapolis to inside, like, downtown.
Damn. Oh, I guess yeah. It is, like if
stayed,
you're in a city.
Where I stayed was, like, right next to Third Layer.
Yeah, no,
oh,
shit.
Oh,
okay.
Which I ended up, it sucks because I had to rent a board because I didn't know you could take a board on a plane, how that worked.
Yeah.
So I ended up renting one of their boards, which it was cool. Like, the dude went through, like, a ton of boards to find one that I could actually ride.
Damn.
And that park's tight as shit. I love it.
Dude, there's, like, no actual real rules for, like, bringing a plane or bringing a board on a plane.
They don't understand it. They don't know what the fuck it is.
It's super weird, dude.
It's foreign to them.
Because I tried looking it up, and there was, like, no definitive answer.
No, there is
no answer. I was like, I'm not going to throw my board away.
Dude, I've been on so many planes where it's, like, either people don't even think about it at all. I've had some guy, he's like, can you bring that on? He's, like, asking me. I was like, I've done it before, yeah. He's like, okay. And then I've had other people, like, you got to gate check that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and... So it's like, it's weird. I don't know. I guess
I've never,
like,
had them tell me
common.
I gotta check it though.
What's
never
the protocol
once.
Though? Like, do you just tie it to
so
like your
what
carry
I,
on?
What I do personally is
it's such a weird thing
it's
that they don't
like
really know.
It's just like such a gray area.
It's not
area
a suitcase
like,
that you gotta fucking.
It's a weird size.
To them, I don't
probably,
think they
you know
where it's gonna go. Because it's not a carry on where you can put it under your seat or hold it.
Right.
So like, I just think they don't understand the space
me personally, spectrum. Me personally, what I do, so I bring my filmer board too. And what I do is I take my filmer trucks off and I'll put it in my bag.
It's a whole thing.
And I use my normal board and I'll like shoelace tie my
two decks together.
My cruiser deck with my normal one.
Yeah.
And I'll just bring it on as my carry on.
And then you always go,
and
hey, Alex,
I'll
you
put
have
it,
a bigger suitcase
and I'll
put the trucks
it,
in there.
And I'll put it on. Yeah. And I'll put it on. I'll put it in the thing, and I'll put it in like sideways, and then I'll put my bag like at
what? I don't do that.
What do? You put it in like that, and then your bag over it?
Yeah, in between the trucks.
Okay, that works too.
Okay,
but I'll do it, you know, like that or whatever. That way, it gives room for if someone else wants
to
put
in
a bag, they can put their bag there too. It's literally it makes no difference.
So it's
at
just
all.
One of those things where it's like
yeah, because someone else's bag can still fit next
in,
to it.
Yeah, it can't. You know
they just
in
assume
a
it's
going to
be in the way.
Yeah,
but it's just there.
The first time I ever did it, I just put it next to me, and they're like, "You can't do that."
No, you
like,
definitely can't do that.
Ah. Damn. Yeah.
What's the most expensive Uber you've had?
Oh shit.
Anybody?
95. I don't know, honestly, probably 95. California.
95.
95. Where the fuck
it was
do
like
you
a
go?
60.
It's from New Six. Year's Eve morning.
Hold on.
Like it was.
Sorry.
July.
I don't mean to cut you off.
July. Fuck. January 1st.
Come on, dude.
Morning.
You know to be close to this mic. Come on.
Six, you said 95?
95, so okay. New Year's Eve, like 4 a.m. From Greektown to Downriver.
That's Ouch. Still kind
of...
Okay.
That's insane, but it's also because of the situation.
What about, you said 60?
Yeah, somewhere around 60.
Why?
I think that was when we were going from like a show back home, and it was like
Dude,
2 in the morning.
Yeah, I
got to
look mine up.
$31 in California.
Wow. Usually, like, the Red Wings games are, like, 50 fucking bucks. All right.
Well, I could see that. It all,
what we got,
it's
Alex,
all
you're
based
building this
on
up.
Location
New
and
York.
Shit. Yeah.
That makes sense. Let me get this ready.
So,
I'm about to
in New York.
Feed myself some calories here.
They have such a demand for it.
I'll take some.
I got off the plane, and I got an Uber, and I, like, went over to, like, it was, like, a whole weird
Damn,
lot.
You went straight plane to
plane Uber. To Uber, and I like went to a whole lot because I was so far away from where James lived. And the guy, like the all the people guiding traffic, whatever. I was like, where do I go for Uber? And he's like, you got to get in line. Like, for what? And long story short, there's such a high demand that you get a code, and you have to get in line. You get the next car. You don't even get like assigned to a car. You just get a code now, and you get in line because there's so many fucking people that need it. Damn. And then I said, well, fuck that. I'm going to go to Lyft, which did the same thing, but I got lucky and I got one car. But I looked at the prices. If you don't carpool, you don't share, which will cut it in half. If you just take an Uber by yourself from, say, like the airport to, like, I don't know, where did James live? Like Brooklyn-ish. Shit, you're not like $210.
Jesus.
What?
Holy yeah. Wow.
Shit.
Yeah. Some guy
you
told me.
You paid $210?
No, I did not. I paid $70. To get out of the airport.
And fucking...
Oh, my God.
I had nothing else.
James didn't, like... Well, because he probably doesn't have a car or anything,
so
right?
So when I got back to James's or whatever, he gave me an extra card, and we went and took the subway everywhere. Because the subway is, like, $2.70
right,
or something like that.
Damn.
So you just reload the card. So over the trip, I only put, like, $30 on that subway card and was fine. Yeah. But, like, this one guy I was in the Uber with, because I took the cheaper one, was like, yeah, I tried to move... I moved... my apartment or whatever, and he's like, I had to like have a like an Uber X service. He's like, just like $220. I was like, whoa.
Dude, oh my the fuck? God!
They're like minimum $80.
Jeez,
they know you want it.
You have no other
choice. Like you need it.
Yeah,
you need it.
Was it surged?
Who knows? I didn't look at that. So
like,
I don't know.
Do they even have surge? Or they're like, fuck you guys. Like,
I think it's a fuck you guys method. Because now they say there's such a high demand. Take this code and get in line.
I heard like. LAX is like really bad at that too.
I can see that.
LAX, no, because New York was very structured. It was expensive, but it was very structured. I think LAX is more just like a fucking madhouse.
It's not structured.
I don't think so.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
New York was like, we got our fucking lanes. You got Lyft. You got Uber. What you picking? Just get a code and get in line.
Hmm.
And I was like, I'm not about to pay $80, so I canceled it. Got Lyft for like I think it was like actually like only like $60, and it took me about 45 minutes to get, I don't know, 10 miles?
You can't imagine.
Yeah, it's something fucked. Jeez. That's New York is terrible.
Hey, Jake, did you say you had an Adam story?
Oh, no. Adam's the funniest person on the planet.
Hey.
Oh, no, I was going to tell him about last
He's
night,
He's like,
dude.
No, it's not.
Well, this happened last night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to.
Fresh story.
I'm not going to say all what was involved, but Adam was a little out of it. And him playing fucking Mario Party.
Hey, man, going to Chick-fil-A three times, man. That'll put you out of it.
We were playing
Gorilla Crack.
This dude had me dead. We were playing Mario Party, and this man would not shut up. Like, Boo's got the fucking wagon, bro.
He said that?
Yeah. Like five times.
Yo, what's Boo do with that tongue, man? What that mouth do?
Boo's got the fucking wagon.
What's your Instagram picture? White Shy Guy?
It's Shy Guy, just the red one.
Dude, it's his favorite.
The OG.
Just red
Shy
Guy.
Shy Guy's the man. Shy Guy. I'm going to dress up as Shy Guy next year for Halloween.
He's been talking about this.
Shy Guy.
A tunic.
Jeez.
If you could have an endless supply of anything, what would it be?
Ooh. Oh, man. Chick-fil-A sauce.
Money?
That, really? No.
You already have that.
See, that's like... What?
Am I allowed to say money?
A genius fucking idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the actual answer, but like... obviously, yeah, like, oh, you got three wishes, let me get $1 million.
An endless supply of warm weather.
Or like when people... Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Right. Yeah.
I would say... Toilet paper?
Laces.
Fair enough.
That'd be good, yeah. I would say film.
Supply.
I thought about that.
I would say film because I would never want to buy that again.
You know, if we're going to like at that like sense of like what you spend on fucking gas money, dude. God damn
it,
dude. Getting gas is fucking. Well, yeah, you know what I mean. Like endless amount of gas. Yeah, like fucking that shit is so annoying when you're like you're out of gas. You're like, God damn it, I hate going to get gas.
I gotta give a shout out to Hyundai though. I mean, shit, like.
Hyundai.
Like
they said that like when we first started training on Hyundai, they're like Hyundai Sunday. Say it right, because if you say it wrong on like the phone, people are gonna get pissed.
Hyundai Damn. Sunday. All right. Okay. Sunday. Right on. Okay. All right. Right on. Yeah. No. I mean, shit.
I don't really fucking care though.
Once, maybe once every 3 weeks.
Corey's Hyundai sponsor me tape coming soon.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, it's
wait. What? What are you talking about?
topping off the tank.
Oh.
It's, I mean, it's.
What are you saying? Solid. Like, you don't go that often?
I don't go that often.
But it's like the actual act of like having to get gas, it's like, God, it's just inconvenient. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The worst is when you got to get gas and you're in the middle of the hood. Ooh, and it's night.
That's rough.
Well, that's why you got to
that's why you do it beforehand.
You don't let that happen.
Yeah, you got to be a boomer, man, and never let it get past, you know, a half full, you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, if it hits quarter tank, game over. I'm stopping. Like, it's
quarter tank?
Quarter tank, man. Yeah,
like I got E.
You go to E.
I go to E.
Anyways, MPG, how's everybody's cars doing?
I have no idea.
Well,
no clue.
Good.
I don't know. I have an SUV.
I think it's like 20.
Would you rather have
the CRV here? Probably easily 30.
I fuck with the CRV, dude.
32.
No.
My cruise is good.
I'm probably
your cruise. Yeah. You're probably like a 21 city type of guy.
No. Hey Jake, you got a lease or you buy?
Yeah. How many cars do you own?
Technically, right now,
yeah,
I
you're
own,
like into cars.
I own three
you
want to
talk
cars.
About that?
I mean, it's not really.
You
not
own bad. Three cars.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I have
35.
I have
35
that I gave to my mom.
Hang on. Hold on. What do you got? A Jeep?
I got a Jeep that I gave to my mom. I got my convertible that I always drive, and then I have a car that you guys have only seen once here because I break it every time I drive it.
That's the Audi, right?
Yeah. My Audi is currently broken because I fixed it the other day and then went and had too much fun and broke it again.
Yeah,
and
you
always
like
talks
blew
about it,
Facebook. Didn't you?
Is that what's outside right now?
No, that's my Volkswagen.
Okay. Sorry.
So your Audi, what have you done to it?
Is that what you drove to Woodhaven?
No,
that's
no.
That's the convertible outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had the top down and everything. It was nice.
You have though. You have a hatch, right?
Yeah. I have a wagon.
Okay.
Audi wagon.
Damn. Exposed intercooler?
Well, now it is.
What?
The bumper's not on it.
Inner what?
Exposed intercooler.
You didn't say it like that.
Intercooler.
Intercooler?
It's exposed because I don't have the bumper on the car right now.
Oh, no bumper.
Oh, there he goes again.
Yeah, but do you have a 2019 Dodge Ram Motor Trend Truck of the
2020
Year?
2020.
Back to fucking back.
There is
baby.
Not a part
back
of me that
back.
Would not trade all my cars for one of those right now.
Two.
Three of them?
Burn.
What's your limit?
What do you want to know?
Would you get a fourth car?
What do you want to know about the Dodge Ram?
Yeah, we'll tell you.
Let me know.
You want to know about that 5-star IHS safety rating or the 4 JD Power
like,
Social Awards?
For real, though, like what's like...
Well, I've had more than...
You just have like... You've guys, had more than four?
Right. Yeah, I've had more than four. There was a period of time over 1 year I had like 48 cars.
48?
I had to have my mom put them in her name because I would just buy and trade cars all day long. All
right, elaborate, please.
All right, yeah. Mr. GTA.
That's yeah. how I made money and got different cars I wanted.
Okay.
What do you mean you had 48 cars? You had a lot?
Yeah, well, no, I would just like throughout
no,
the year.
No, a physical lot? You had like
not at
where'd
once,
you put them?
Not at I would once, just, but he would know. Trade, sell.
I would just get
bored. You went through 48.
You owned 48, okay. I thought you were just like, yo, come over to my lot. I got 48 cars.
No, but there was one point where I had like 5 cars at my house that were mine at one point.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but
physically, like,
yeah,
how many
physically,
have you, like,
the most I've had is 5.
It's 5, okay.
Your mom's probably like, what the hell?
Yeah.
No, I just hide them in the backyard.
What's the reasoning behind that? Why have 5 cars?
Well, I like having right now I have 2 just because if I break one, I need something to drive.
That's fair. Okay.
Yep.
And I only got the convertible because I traded my buddy another car, which is like a matching car to my Audi wagon, but it was black. And he wanted something more better for wintertime, which that convertible's fucking terrible in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
But, so you I don't know. Them. Cars have always been a thing for me, so I just, if I find something I like, I try to get it.
Is it like just a type of cigar? Like, or if you...
Type of cigar?
type of car? Like, well, I was going to say sedan. Like, are you strictly sedans? Are you strictly... Would you rather have like a couple sedans, an SUV, a truck?
Well, I like having room, so having the Audi wagon's nice. That thing's nice just because it's good on gas.
Okay.
And convertibles.
Hot hatch, baby. Hot hatch.
But, no, ever since... Because, like, I used to just be strictly into cars, and then I started playing with Jeeps for a while, and after I got a Jeep, and I was like, well, it's fucking nice being able to haul everything I ever fucking need.
What else can I haul
things? Dodge Ram, 2020 Dodge Ram.
Hang on. I have more questions, but Alex, give the spiel.
All right.
I want to hear it.
It's the 2019 Dodge Ram Motor Truck of the Year. It's back-to-back with 2020. It's got a 5-star IIHS safety rating, 4 JD Power and Associate Awards, can haul 12,000 pounds of steel beams, most fuel-efficient truck in America. I mean, what else do you want to know?
I got a question. So
ask away.
I helped with this very underrated edit the other day that I had to put a song to. Does it really have 12 cup holders?
No, that's false.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Maximus Steel was
trucks.
Saying...
Ram Trucks posted it.
Why?
Maximus Steel says there's 12 cup holders.
Did you watch that video that I sent you?
No.
It's 11 minutes long, and all that dude does is like he has like the total like 80s rocker vibe.
Where the hell are they?
Dude, I don't know, but he literally like explains the entire list of capabilities that a Dodge Ram has. And one of the lines is like, has 12 cup holders. No, seriously, why do you need that many?
Very slept on edit right here.
Yeah.
It would have been way more lame if Adam would have posted it without, though.
Hang on. He like literally lists everything.
Why so many?
12 cup holders. Like what? Like,
damn.
I would assume.
Trailer hitch.
All right, I'm not trying to get demonetized, bro.
I would assume.
Yeah, no.
I would
no.
assume you got two in the center. You got okay. one. You got one on each door. So that's yep. six. Maybe you have one in the center, like back
look
seat,
at that dude's face.
Well, or you have two in the center back seat. So
yeah,
that's eight.
The center back seat.
Where are the other fucking like four?
Are they in the fucking bed?
Do
probably
they give
in the
you,
door.
Do Why? They give you four in the center between the back seats?
Ooh, maybe.
But that would still be two
the
and
center
two.
Console?
You know what I mean? Like I'm saying two, eight. Two up front, two in the back, like down low. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
I
really
don't
know.
If those fuckers really got 12 cup holders, I might need one.
I know Kia put
Why
out a car
that
has like 12 USB ports that would be perfect for Adam.
Damn, dude, look would at this you? Photo. There's like literally
oh, no.
There's literally three right there in the front.
Oh,
I've never seen
shit.
That before.
We're still Trailer looking into the cup holders.
Center console,
Jeez.
Three cup holders.
What? Oh, my God.
This shit's got a 3.6
so
liter V6 24-volt e-torque engine upgrade. 8-speed automatic, 850 RE transmission. What does that mean?
I don't know.
No,
I did, was not even listening.
What is a what is
RE
an 850? What is an 850 RE transmission?
I don't touch a car that's newer than like 2004, so I wouldn't know.
RE.
What's the reason behind that?
Oh,
too much electronics in the newer cars.
What?
11,240
pound towing capacity maximum. It's a fucking lie.
11,000.
That's
oh,
not 12,000.
Damn.
Man.
Fuck you, Ram lover.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
my
lying
God.
Ass motherfucker.
But hold on. It does say like 1,600 payload capacity when properly equipped. So maybe it's like.
That might
yeah,
just be a gentleman's number.
Yeah.
They might be like.
They rounded
round
up. You know?
We can't haul 12,000.
Well,
no,
sucked.
What they can
so
is they can haul it, but you'll probably break
that's
something.
The,
yeah.
Right.
That's,
that
is
20,
true.
That's a 2019 1,500 Bighorn. Lone Star Crew Cab 4x4 6.4 box.
Well, obviously.
The 2019 2500.
2500, man.
There's only 3,530 payload capacity.
Are you looking at any
oh,
cars
shit.
Right now?
I take that
no.
way back.
I got to save money.
2019 okay. Ram 2500, 19,180.
Yeah, you got rent doing a week.
So. Well, that, and I'm more afraid right of my there. Girlfriend than not giving you rent, so.
Where's the, like what do you, like, when you're flipping cars, like, what do you, what's your...
Like, what am I looking for?
What's your move? Like,
well, like, now...
What's your...
I haven't done it in a while.
What's your plan of action? You know what I mean? Like, you got a car. You know you want
to
flip it. Like,
a little turbulence.
What's your game plan, you know?
Try to get something
more
interesting.
You going to put salt on that? Or,
okay. S&P down the hatch. But, like, S&P what, like...
down the hatch.
Like, what makes you even want to do that? You're like, okay, I want to flip this car because I want to get a different one.
Yeah, it's just basically getting bored of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, I thought about getting rid of my convertible, but it's like, that thing hasn't broke on me yet. Why would I get rid of it?
You ever thought about, like, getting, like a super old car, oh, like, working on it?
I've had, like, the oldest car I had was an 84, so.
Okay.
Hmm.
Which sucked.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah, because half the time when it's an old, like, the older
just
one
like
I had.
Like, finding parts or shit.
Well, yeah,
like
it's like, because it was a Jeep, and it was weird, because it was a manual transmission in that one, and it was, like, a weird, like, foreign transmission they used, and, like, something broke, and I couldn't find the parts. So I was like, fuck this car.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, because I always think about, like, super old cars, like, you know, going back in, like, 50s, 60s.
Oh,
like,
fuck that.
You know what I mean? Like, where people are, like, super into that kind of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta stay on top of that shit like no other.
Right.
It's
That's what I mean, like, finding parts and
yeah,
maintenance
parts
for that
is,
like, intense.
I mean, they make a lot
it's
of
like,
the
you even
stuff
drive
for them, like, new, but you're paying that premium.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
I've just slowed down on it because it's like, at this point, I just need a reliable car. That's why I have two. I got the one that's reliable, and then the one that whenever I fix it, it'll probably be reliable. But
yeah, you gotta transport the wife and kids.
Yeah. I don't want no kids anytime soon.
You said you gave your mom the Jeep?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like good deal. Literally like right after I paid it off.
Does it have running boards?
Yes. Right after I paid it off, I basically gave it to her because I didn't want her driving her van anymore. That sucked. You know, Chrysler sucks.
What's next? You're gonna, you know, maybe not next year, maybe not even the next five, but what's on your, you know,
radar?
What's on your radar? Yeah.
Well, probably keeping my Audi. So okay. I'd probably get another Jeep eventually.
No, I'm talking a new Jeep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like being able to. Like with the Jeep, when we would go like skating Detroit, like I would just fucking drive through fucking fields to get to what we're going through.
So you think about like type of shit like that, yeah.
Like
I'll buy a car based off of
how you're gonna use it.
Yeah, because like the main reason, like when I got the Jeep, I was like, well, it's cool for Detroit because like if it gets sketchy, because then we can just fucking dip off in any direction.
Right,
it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Which we've been there a couple of times. So
would you rather always be hard or never be able to get hard?
Always.
Just flip that boy up into the waistband
always.
And go.
Yeah, just like fucking what's his face said.
That's a good point.
I'm blanking on his name in the movie.
Man.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
Seth,
I guess.
Seth, get off the field.
Flip it up during
I'll stay
the day.
Stiff.
Yeah, stay stiff.
Yeah,
I'd probably agree. Yeah. Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick, or sit on a dick and eat a cake?
I've heard this one. I've heard this one before.
Shit.
Yeah. I would rather. Sit on
it. I've heard this one. I've thought about it.
I'd much rather eat a cake
and sit on a dick.
Yeah. Quite honestly, I mean, like,
yeah.
I think I'll sit on the cake.
I don't know, man. That's tough.
How long am I sitting?
Enough to eat the cake.
Oh, how big God. Is the cake?
Standard slice.
Just a slice?
Huh?
Just a slice?
Oh shit, you're right. It is.
What do you think
cake?
He would
oh,
answer
yeah,
with? What do you think Quenville would answer with? He's going off right now.
But so, then how long are you eating the...
Sit on a cake and eat a dick, or sit on a dick and eat a cake. It's the same amount of time. So the amount of time that you it would take you to eat a cake, you're eating that dick. Don't
I'll
you?
Eat the cake.
Dude, tilt it up.
Yeah, what are you doing?
First time using Ready Whip, huh? You want me to show you? I think you want to just do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously I do. Fuck, marry, kill. Nut Ooh. Tap, dead leg, or getting the wind knocked out of you.
Nut tap, dead leg,
getting what? The wind knocked out of you.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Right.
Those
so,
three.
Where's the correlation?
So
what's something that like
dead leg, like falling asleep?
No, like
oh,
something, my leg.
Something that'll never happen
my leg,
again.
My leg.
Something that will happen maybe once and you kill it, and then something that'll happen for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird one. Can we move on to people?
I'll
What? No. I kind of like this concept.
I can't even handle
nut
this
nut tap,
right
dead leg, and what?
Nut tap, dead leg, and getting the wind knocked out of you. Damn,
ooh,
that's hard.
Oh.
I think nut taps linger, so I'm going to get rid of those.
I would say dead leg, marry.
I would marry that and then take...
Oh, like when you're pooping for a long time and your foot goes to sleep?
Yeah, like dead leg, I'll marry that, and then I'll... what was the other one? Fuck.
Get the wind knocked out of
I'll
you?
Kill
I'll
that.
Fuck nut
yeah,
taps.
Yeah. You'll fuck nut taps.
Yeah. When knocked out of you. Nut tap.
Yeah, you get hit once.
Well,
I don't know, though.
Nut
I
tap,
like,
you get hit once, but, like,
nut
it hurts.
Tap's, like,
I don't
worse
know.
Than...
Like,
the wind knocked out of you, I feel like, is more...
That really
dude, the nut,
sucks.
The nut,
like,
the wind knocked out of you is, like, kind of a cool experience, though.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I hear
the
where
first
you're
time
coming
it happened,
from, but...
So I'll kill it.
Dude, it's...
So
yeah.
It happened once, and I'll kill it. I'd be like... Because you're like... Like, the moment you, like, get your wind back, you're like, God damn, dude, I never realized how much I appreciated being able to breathe, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
you know
that,
what I mean?
That is very true.
Because I used to get the wind knocked out of me, like, fucking getting smoked playing hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, dude, yeah.
And then, like, the moment you, like, start breathing, you're like, oh, fucking God damn, dude. Like,
Ready Whip.
Yeah. Let me show you how it's done, dog. You gotta arc, you know? It's the angle.
Oh my gosh.
Don't you dare just put just whipped cream in that.
Oh,
that is
Jesus
way
Christ.
Too much whiskey, too.
Oh my God.
That is terrible.
What do you want?
No!
Oh, oh my God.
You take one sip and you stop.
Yeah, you gotta finish
to
that
Bailey's.
Now.
Oh, man. That's the most terrifying. My stomach just turned right thinking
God,
about
damn,
this.
Damn, dude. We're going to Bailey's?
Oh, you don't have to do it.
That picture.
I gotta take
you
one
do
sip.
You do not have to drink that.
I gotta take
you
one
at least
sip.
Gotta taste it, man.
You can take a sip.
I'm curious about the sip.
It's just all whiskey.
Oh, Lord.
All right, do it.
Looks like booze. Do it. Just looks like booze now.
Is there any more Corona seltzers that I can pour?
No, stop.
You want some raspberry tea?
Just want your take a sip and you...
Seriously, if there's any more, like...
Nope.
I mean, I have this. Pink lemonade, if you want
nothing.
It.
Well, you poured more in there?
Oh,
yeah, we
Lord,
probably should
I
have.
I still have more.
Out, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, need some more water seltzer in here.
Good. Oh, my Lord.
Good God almighty.
Jeez, you're not even going to touch the whiskey.
No, all of us have to take a sip of this.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah.
No.
That's no, all of us have to.
Corey
all
gets added in the fucking intro and thinks he can just make rules.
Yeah. Gonna happen.
Wait, he's what?
That looks awful.
All you got was cream and that. You didn't get whiskey. There's no way in hell you
I
got
did,
whiskey
though.
Out of that.
I feel like I need to
pass it around.
No, I'm not drinking any of that.
Oh God.
Yeah, nope.
You sure you're gonna make
now
it to
you
Bailey's?
Got change.
I'm not.
Hey, got change.
I'm making a good
go.
Chicken stir fry tonight.
Got the whiskey, boys.
Dude, yeah, it's all whiskey.
Well, shit, partner.
Damn it, I can see you. Anybody else? You want a sip?
All right. This is going to suck.
God damn it, I just got fucking whipped cream all over my fucking self.
I reckon you're a whiskey man.
It hits you,
Jesus,
dude.
Jesus, man.
Be careful.
That's not a sip.
You got the milk mustache.
No, you can't get anything past the...
Cream?
Fucking mile of whipped cream that's on top of it.
But once it sneaks fast, dog,
that smells like pissing out of my ass.
God.
Yeah. Hit it, Jake.
Oh, I'm terrified.
Hit that
of this
shit, dog.
Yeah, let's chase it with this.
Oh, that's not bad. Damn, I haven't done that in a
what,
while.
What, the whipped cream? Yeah. Why do you think I've done it so many times?
I expected worse.
I think we're running low because I know how to do this.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of shoots at
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
You see how much is in this cup?
Yeah.
That shit. Just kill it.
Kill it? No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right.
All
right,
I'm just going to put it out here to make the podcast even more weird. There was a kid in my middle school that once said he ate fried deer cock.
People that, eat ball testicles and shit. That doesn't really... Like, it's weirder to me that you've never had Jimmy
Dude,
John's.
My girlfriend's town,
balls.
Or the town by my girlfriend's house, she had, they have a testicle festival.
Testicle festival.
There are people that like live
they
by bowl balls,
fried,
man.
Like,
the fact you've ever had fucking Jimmy John's is my. When I walked into Jimmy John's, and he said that, dude. I was like,
well,
he also
crashed
lied the car.
To me.
What's on your menu?
We're obviously gonna change this kid's life
drove
in the next
through
year.
The front
clearly.
Doors.
He told. Dude. I asked him if they had anything spicy there. He told me no. I walked in, and what did they have? They had a spicy sub.
They added a new one, dude. So it's like a spicy, like
yeah.
Fucking,
I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
What's the number?
Gargantuan.
I think it was
17.
All I know is that when we were driving around, we were about to go to Modern, right? And I'm like, all right, where are we going to eat real quick? We're like looking around.
To Modern.
That's beside the point. I'm like, all right, let's go to Jimmy John's. He goes, I've never had it. I almost slammed the brakes. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
I can see that.
What? All right.
You actually used your brakes?
Yeah, I did.
Damn.
Have fun.
All right, boys.
Bailey's has some nice
Washington Capitals.
What?
Should we finish off?
No, I can't wait to be wearing a Flyers ring.
All right, everybody's got to take one more shot of this.
Jesus fuck, no.
And then we close it out.
I'm cooking chicken.
You can dream, man.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I think the Panthers
over.
Making the playoffs is a lot more likely. But all right. All so,
right. Okay.
Whoa, don't take your headphones off. We got to fucking take a shot.
No, we don't.
Oh, I don't know. I think that. Fucking.
Good luck at Bailey's, man.
Yeah, Dallas is probably going to be knocked out. Sorry.
Yeah, probably. Like first round, honestly.
I mean, we're about to take Washington's standing.
Yeah, you don't want first. Because then if you fuck up.
Blues Capitals finals.
God, that'd be terrible.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know about that.
You got way too much faith in the Blues.
I don't know anything about hockey.
You're going to learn today and next month.
Yeah.
Playoffs start.
The next few
when
months
the playoffs
is going to consume your life.
That is when Steve and I will be sitting in front of that TV when the playoffs start, especially
right,
first round.
No, it wasn't so bad. it's honestly pretty good.
Nets
that's a
and
good
me
whiskey.
You are going to 1v1 floor hockey.
Checker a lot of sometimes. It's either Jameson or
dude,
that.
Do you guys remember when fucking Barb was over the house like staying the night and we were doing the fucking like shotgun standoffs and
dude,
shit
we
in the hallways?
Dude, we were like watching the playoffs too.
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, I'm ready for the playoffs.
All right, boys. Let's cheer these empty beers.
Ugh.
I got this.
Don't knock that over.
Let's go to Bailey's.
Yeah, follow that.